Music session number 10240, rule 3.
Saying there was a convoy from Brindisi to
Durazzo, Durazzo in Albania, and we had to go up and sink this convoy and to get out again, you know. And of course the lads sink called army Taranto just round the corner. They might, if they see us, they'd block us in, you know, we wouldn't get out. But anyway, we went full speed, and I think we sunk three of these ships and come out again. So that was another instance up there.
I think you wanted to correct the time that you left Britain in August.
Yeah, that was the 20th. I think it was the 22nd, not the 24th of August.
Now, later on in the war, you were involved with Atlantic convoys.
Yeah.
What ships were you on then?
Well, when I left the Ajax, I come home to Chatham, and I'd done the PO's course there in Chatham, and then I was sent on a Flower Class Corvette in Londonderry, and I joined this as a leading stoker, and then from there we was convoying to Argentia in Newfoundland. Well, we'd done two or three trips there, and then they changed it from Argentia to St. John's, which is the capital of Newfoundland, isn't it?
Yes.
We used to go into there then. And of course, what we used to do, we used to leave Londonderry, and a convoy had come out from Liverpool, and then we'd pick it up just outside of the Foyle, River Foyle, and then we'd start bringing the ships across, and the subs used to come in every night, torpedo attacking, and then we'd take about 14, 15 days to get there. And the subs used to come in every night, torpedo attacking. And then we'd go in there, St. John's, for about 5 days, all ship, ammunition ship, you know, bit of leave. And then I'd pick a convoy up that would come from America, most probably Boston or New York. And then they'd come all for Newfoundland, and then we'd pick them up there and bring them right across back again to the Foyle, Londonderry. And they carry on into Liverpool. But there was and the subs still used to come all the way back with us attacking, you know.
What was it like being attacked by a submarine pack?
Well, they worked in wolf packs. I remember I was down in the boiler room one morning, and about 5 in the morning, and the old alarm went, action stations, and they said, there's a sub on the service, we'll get it, give us everything you've got, stoke, see, from the engine room. I was on the boiler, leading the stoker with a stoker, come on, let's give her everything. The old boiler was shaking because there's only three sprayers on them, you know, and there's only one screw, and they was the old recip engines, you know, up and downers like that. And I thought, God, we'll catch this sub now, you know, the old boy, giving her everything she's got. And I thought, oh, this is good, we're going to catch this one, you know. And you know what happened? The blooming sub kept on the service and beat us with its speed. I suppose he thought, Corbett, I'll beat you, you know. It was us firing at it, you know. And God, it was getting farther and farther away until it was a little dot, you know, and you could never hit it. But they kept firing, you know. I suppose the old skipper of the sub thought, Oh, Corvette, oh, you're nothing, I'll beat you, you know. But if he had dived, see, it would give us a chance to sort of have a go at him. But I thought afterwards, I thought, well, that bloke had a nerve. Then I thought, well, I don't know, he must have done a Corvette, I'll beat you. And he kept on. And there was another instance where a ship went down and we was told to pick survivors up all from it, you know. And it was so rough in the Atlantic like that, that when you stopped, you went right over like this on one side, and all the waves had come on the walk, you know, like that, flooded. And then you come over this side, and then that, all that would be flooded. And they had the ropes with floats on for the survivors, you know. And one day we was there picking survivors up, and they got off the boat onto these ropes. And because the weather was so rough that we slewed like this, you know, they went over, they hit the side and went right underneath the ship like that. You know, cause it was the weather killed them, so if it had been calm or everything, you know. And then we went alongside the Inverleigh, the ship, and there was two survivors on it. And it, there's some photos in there of it, I'll show you in a minute. And it was sinking like that, slowly. And they sent us to go round and pick the survivors up because they could see two men on it, you see. So we put a Carly float out like that, and the skipper slewed along the side and said, jump in it. Well, one of them jumped in it, we pulled him in. So we went round again for the next one, and he was sitting on a bollard, and all he had to do was sort of go over and jump in the boat like the other one did, you know. And he wouldn't jump. So I said, come on. You know, so we went round again and he wouldn't jump. But they wouldn't leave him. So the convoy had gone right ahead, you know. So in the end we was waiting and waiting, you know. And the ship was going down. And in the end it got down and he got washed off and drowned.
Why do you think he wouldn't jump?
Well, I suppose he was scared stiff somewhere. He was solid on this bollard that he just couldn't go. Yet the one in front of him jumped off and we had him on board and he was okay.
Did he tell you anything about the other chap?
Oh, no, no, no. No, it's just one of those things, you know. That.
What was the name of that ship?
In Inverleigh or something. I've got a photograph there of it.
What kind of ship was it?
A tank, wasn't it? Oil or tank, I think. But there's a photo. I'll show you a photo in a minute of it.
And she'd been hit by a U-boat.
Yeah.
And all the crew killed except her.
Yeah. I was telling you about the Asphodel.
This was a warship that you were due to go on.
No, this one, the one I was on in the Atlantic.
Yes.
I was.
Was this the Corvette?
Yeah, Flower Class Corvette. And I was happy on that ship, you know. I liked the atmosphere that the men, it was all cheerful. And I suppose being a smaller ship, you know, they was more sort of cliquey and friendlier. And I wanted to stop on it. And of course, I've said that before though, didn't I?
Not on tip. But
not on, well, yeah, it. Well, what happened was that I was on it 13 months, you know, on this Corvette, and quite happy on it, that they was going to send me in the barracks in Liverpool, in Londonderry, to the pool. And I didn't want to go, so I saw the skipper and asked him if he could keep me on, you know, even till my PO's rate come through, because I was the leading stoker, you know, and I was expecting, you know, the rate to come through any time. And I said, well, keep me on, skipper, till my PO's rate come through, and then send me. He said, well, I'll see what I can do. So we went ashore in Londonderry to the barracks, and he sent for me, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, you've leading stoker card, but you've got to go in the barracks. They want some pool ratings. And sorry to lose you and all that. And shook me hand, all the best. And I went into the pool. Well, when I went in the pool, by leaving the Asphodel, I went on different ships. Went on the Balsam, the Geranium, they were flower class corvettes, and doing the same thing, convoy to either Gibraltar, a couple of times into Gibraltar, two or three times Gibraltar, or Newfoundland. And I'd left the Asphodel a matter of 2 or 3 months when she got sunk, and there was only 2 survivors all for that.
Sorry, it was so,
lucky. Well, yeah, I thought to myself, oh dear, I'm not meant to go yet. And I always say, well, you won't go until your number's up, you know.
Why do you think that discipline was more relaxed aboard a corvette like the Asphodel than...
The Asphodel. Well, I suppose they're a smaller crew, you know. There's only, 60, 70 men there. And they seem more friendlier, happy-go-lucky, you know, on the small ship. More friendlier. But I did like corvettes. Flower class corvettes. They used to roll, you know, they're built like a whaler, like when you're in rough weather, you know it, you know, you're right over here and you got hard layers on them anyway.
What do you mean?
And hard layers. Didn't you know what hard layers is?
No.
Well, they give you hard layers for it's extra money for the smaller ships, you know, the discomfort of them, like.
Is this what they call a hard lying allowance?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. But to me, they was happy ships, you know. I enjoyed them. Used to like corvettes.
Did